is coming to deal with this problem. To say that, how does one survive if a person would be in Aza? You feel challenged. You feel threatened. Walking around there with all those, not so easy, because that's Mechablim hometown, right? True, once in a while they walk around Yerushalayim too, but we feel still that this is like our home city and they're invading. But if we were walking around their hometown, we'd feel very, very threatened. So if we understood properly the Mishnah, and we're in the Olam Hazeh, after the fact that Aveiros had been done somewhere along the line, situation is a little threatening. Before we start finishing the end of the Mishnah, we have to feel threatened. Right? We feel threatened?
Yes.
We feel threatened, everything's threatened. Right? If we feel threatened, we can... If we would feel threatened sufficiently to be in touch with the reality as it is, we would realize that without the safe of the Mishnah, we couldn't survive. It's not just theoretical threatening, spooky dark night kind of thing. Yeah, walk alone down, I don't know what the main street of Aza is called, probably Aza, but whatever it is, and walk alone, middle of the day, middle of the night, doesn't make a difference. Right? It's not maybe you'll get to the end of the street. You won't.
Like I did it wrong.
What?
The guy
got
lost
from the hospital. Yeah. So he got out of line. Yeah. You know, you can get to the end of the street. It's not like maybe threatened because like it's dark alley and who knows what's hiding around the corner. It's not maybe there's somebody hiding around the corner. There's these katayas out there. They're for real. And they're dangerous. They're more dangerous than mechablim. Mechablim is a diluted ramification of a makate. They're also not pleasant. You wouldn't want to have them for a neighbor either. So if we're sufficiently scared, if we hear clearly that walking through this world, David HaMelech says, Gam ki eilech begeit salmovis. What is he talking about? So one chat is middle of war. But the Pasuk chat, I think it's almost the Pasuk chat in the mission of the Pasuk. The Melech is talking about working through Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is a gate salmovis. It's a valley in the shadow of death. That's the gate
salmovis. What does that mean? Right? Valley. Shadow, death.
Yeah, it's a lot. Each one of them is another.
Death is death. What's the shadow?
What?
Death is death. I deal with it all week.
Yeah.
But what's the shadow?
Shadow of death is the threat of death. Once you're dead, there's nothing to be saved anymore. Right?
And what's the valley?
Valley means a place of death. You're down and under. It's that place where you're. Far from sunlight.
The point being?
Being that that death is like, that you have a very small area for the sun to get through because you're in a deep valley. And there's this big thing called the Tekeger that's making a shadow of death and clouding up the whole valley. And now there's no sun there because it's the shadow of death. It's Death Valley, right?
So what's that supposed to teach us about life?
What?
What's that supposed to teach us about life? No, that's what this is about. So what is the point?
What do you do with that?
You're supposed to be thinking, okay.
Right, one second. The general idea is that the rule with these things are, is that until you know the answer, you can't get into these things. If you don't have the answer ready, better don't know it. Think that this world is a picnic. And do your mitzvahs and go around the world, think this world is a picnic. If you don't have the answer, dream, think the world is a picnic. Most of us are by the age already by now that we know the world's not a picnic. Okay, be you think the world's a picnic. Okay. To be grown up to the point that a person could dance through like David HaMelech. Okay. Yeah. Could dance through Olam Hazeh. Look it straight in the eye, call it by its name. Well, yeah. A person would have security system, anti-rocks and bullets force field. Okay. That's 100%. Would you have a problem walking down Gaza? You don't have a problem. I don't know if you would do it like on a Sunday afternoon for kicks, but you wouldn't have a problem with it. Couldn't have a problem. All the fear of a person walking down, right, is because he's vulnerable, because there's no security. What we have to hear is two things. Number one is that without the security system that we live in, we live in a situation that's dark, very bad. And with the security system, there's no problem. You can smile straight through the hole. What's the point? The point is that either be talking or die.
The first person who didn't have the kasha.
What?
First person who didn't have the teretz or the kasha.
Shem b'sayim Hashem.
That's not.
Shem b'sayim Hashem. You can't present this to every person. You don't teach this to women. Right? This is a drawing caution. This is a drawing caution for kiddin. But you've been through some other kosher kiddin things. So. You know that there are dvarim kosher kiddin, life goes on. How does life go on even though dvarim kosher kiddin? How does life go on? So David HaMelech says, Gam ki eilech v'geit salmois lo yiroro. Ki ate imoli. Mizla David, Hashem oiri. Hashem roi lo yaksal. The person would be a sheep. And there are wolves all around. Like 70 to one sheep. Is he hit a threat?
Yeah, what to one sheep?
One sheep, 70 wolves. Uh-huh. It's feel threatened?
Yeah.
Join Klai Yisrael, that's what we're like. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. One sheep, 70 wolves. Yeah. That's Klai Yisrael, that's Chazal's mashal, that's not mine. Mizmo LaDovid. Mizmo is a shir. It's a shir Hashavach, who said, at a time of greatest menucha, Sea of Shabbos, Shalosh Shudah at this time, Rabin, Rabin, whatever that means, tremendous time. He's a little David, Shem Roy, Bani Shalom, he's my Roya. Yeah, I'm one son, okay? 70 wolves, but one Roya. Without the Roya, so it's you against the wolves. Okay. Right. You want to be on your own? Know where you are. You want to go on your own? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You don't want to have the Rosh Hashanah hold your hand. You want to go on your own? Okay.
And then you need the seven.
Oh, one's enough. Yeah. They take turns through history. Yeah. Okay. You want to know what this world is all about? One sheep, 70 wolves. You want to go to Yom Kippur? Yeah, I don't want.
That's not good for us.
No, that's the next post. That's describing of Binis Deshi Haviseini.
That's not usurim. That's just getting clobbered for who needed.
No, not up to that yet.
No.
We're not going to get any clobbering yet.
Well, you're walking down with 70 wolves as a sheep.
Yeah,
with no roe.
No roe?
You just took away the roe.
I said, no roe? You want to go down your own? Bad news.
What's that called?
No, it's called Auschwitz.
No, I understand, but you call that Yisurin?
No, it's called Auschwitz. Auschwitz is not Yisurin. It's beyond that.
Dude.
It's beyond that, too.
What's it called?
It's called no roe.
No roe.
to a certain degree, to some degree. Why was a gzera given to the worst of all gzeras? As it were, there were no roya to some degree. Right? You know, that's one area that you're not supposed to go into. Don't try to second guess the rabbanim issue. But to call a thing by its name, that's not a regular suram issue. I don't want to talk about Shoah. That's a special, that's exactly what it looks like when you're without the roya. How do we lose the roya to some degree? You can lose. If you spit at him long enough, he walks away.
There's no positive processing there.
What?
When you talk about...
Oh, yeah, there's always positive processing. Always positive processing. But you have to know what's going on. What's the system? We don't have to get to Auschwitz yet. We're not there. Right now, we just want to know that we live in a very strange world. We live in a world that, on the one side, if you look at it according to the realities and the categories that are out there, right, then it's a no-win situation. You're in home city of Aza. How are you going to survive? It's forget it. It's over. It's not changed. It's not maybe threatening. It's not a little bit scary. It's definitely forget it. Say Vito and Zil. Shmai is not. It's over. Nice. That's Klai Yisrael, Chlalus, and every Jew individually, to survive ruchnistic-wise and physically in this world, as there's a problem. Because one of it is enough to make a kategor. One kategor is enough mitzad atzmoy to cause the self-destruction of the person. The otzma of one kategor, that's what the Torah says. It says in Chazal, Be'etzem, without the parsha of tshuva, as choite yogis. The person brought himself into a situation of non-existence. Just one time you jumped off the Empire State Building. Just once. 99% of the time you didn't, but 1% of the time you did. That's what Acha says. You hear it? Just one time you went off. Is that I don't know if there's anything that reaches the bottom. I don't know exactly how it works. I wouldn't want to know. Splash. I forget. So, just once. Once what? Once crossing over the line of existence. What are you going to do then?
Get you out of your armies.
We didn't speak about this. Come on. This is what we spoke about last week. Achas. So what's going to become? We have to get a little bit into the answer because it's very dangerous. So it's very also to consider this problem without knowing the answer because you come up with the wrong final
form. Right, it's absolutely impossible. You can't.
A person has to know.
You can't be the Hashem creation. You're being the sins,
right.
And that therefore you're going to a vada go splat.
Right.
It's
right. That can't be. That's why it's also to stay with this question. These are questions you can only ask if you know the answers. Because you have to always stay, and when you don't yet know the answers, you get these things. You have to know the certain pashtus. But that's the way it is. How is it that the way it is? I don't know. But the sacha kol is that it's good in the end. Right? It works out. The Baruch Hashem is kulei chesed, and any difficult process is only part of how to bring out a bigger chesed. Right? That's the starting point. We never lose that. You can't. If anything that comes your way is trying to confuse you away from that, right, then forget. You know, then there's something wrong here. I missed something. I don't know something. There's something missing. I can never end there. Then I'm wrong. Right? So without knowing certain answers, there are certain parts of reality that's difficult for us to deal with because it will throw us off course in the basic essence of reality. Knowing that the world is the way I just described it now, I hope I didn't get anybody, stomach problems or anything. Uh-huh. Everybody's blood pressure is okay. No, it's no problem, right? If a person doesn't know, it's not assuring before this. If you know who the Rebbein Shem is, wait 1 minute, it's kind of working. Right? We know there's got to be an answer. So then even if we wouldn't get the answer this week, get there next week, nothing's going to happen. However, you have to know that these are dangerous processes. A person can sometimes be mahara Achrei Midosov. All of the Nisyonis of the Ovis. The main Nukuda of the Nisoyin, this is the most inner level, highest level of Nisoyin, was Mahara Achar Midosov. Mahara Achar Midosov means, and it's most close chat to us, the way we can hear it clearly, is exactly what you just said now. If a person makes a cheshbon, sees a reality, and says, well, if that's the way it is, and he's right, that is the way it is. He did see something, right? But if that's the way it is, then my understanding of Chazdo Yisboach, from Midas, from Boyin Shalom, I didn't yet come to any conclusions. I'm Mahara Achareyim. They became foggy to me. I don't know, is it really Kula Chesed? Maybe it's a little bit Achzori also, you know? Is it all Toiv? Maybe there's something else going on over here. That's called Mahara Achareyim Midasov Yisboach. That's very bad. That's something that we have to keep away from. Therefore, we have to be very careful that whenever we do come to realizations, the more inner realizations of the world, and we put it, everybody, you go to any kid on the street and ask him, Klai Yisrael, you know any marshal about Klai Yisrael with sheep? Yeah. Say Echad Shivim Zevim. Right? Yeah? Does it bother you eating your chicken soup? No. Why not? Was that with me? We have ways of hearing these things, because we heard them very, very young. That's some vodka there. That doesn't faze us. Some yid once told me, it's an old expression, certain edos. Avano et paro. We'll get to this there. We made it through paro. We made it through history. I don't know, but we made it somehow in the end. So, this will work out. So, I don't know exactly how a kid looks at this when he first hears it. I have no idea. I can't remember what I thought about it. But my impression is that the way, and maybe that's good, the way we present history to the children through the Chagim, the Golus is always expressed in terms of the Gula, that the good guys always finish last. So when you hear about the Gzeir of Haman, even though we have the Tainus Esther, but I don't know, do we ever feel the fear of a Gzeir of Lahashm Lahara going to happen?
Yeah, you think of the Menorah was.
What? Yeah, but do we actually think, when we talk about Purim? When we talk about Purim.
Thinking about it in Purim time.
In Purim time. Yeah, no. You know there was a Gzeir Lashon Hara, but it's like reading the last chapter of the book. If you know already how the heroes
are going to drink wine tomorrow.
Yeah. You know already, right? So Gzeir Lashon, doesn't face you. Right? Yeah, we know we're basically at the end, we're near the end of history. Right? We've been through at least 69 of the Zevim already. And we're here and they're not, so whoever's left out there, we'll deal with them too. Okay? Fine, that's good. It's good that that's the way our children, we're not looking for them to become scared. But as we grow,
time assessment doesn't help.
I don't know, it doesn't seem to.
Because in all of this you get to a fork in the road that either takes you down because of this, to a sense of commitment and a change in your life, or brings you into a total yayush.
Right.
And I think most of us somehow straddle both sides of that boat until...
So the Mishnah is telling us that there's only one way out. This is our survival kit. This is our spaceship. You're being in a halal out there. You're in a place where you're surrounded by non-existence, by koichos that can bring your non-existence instantaneously. And you're going to win. How are you going to win? Because we have a defense mechanism. We have a system that keeps them in a point where they can't harm us. So the Mishnah describes this defense mechanism as tshuva u'maisim toivim kitris v'pnei aperonius. has a shield. As a shield.
How are we explaining Polonius in the way we understand that time against evil things, bad, the tidings,
okay. Big problem with the clock. There's a big question that a lot of the Rishonim dealt with in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah is it's a Mishnah in Yuma tells us that mitzvah is a tshuva and it's asra achim ischapa. Alav nitzim kippur. The more serious ones is toilin, b'yisun, mechaprin. So here we find that even there was tshuva, the yisurim still come. And in our Mishnah we're learning that the tshuva keeps the yisurim away. So how is it? Does it keep it away or how does it not keep it away? So I'd like to bring here, I think that the pshat that's most close for us to understand and very important for us to know is the Yisurim of the Kateger Mitzad Atzma, what he's empowered to do, what his essence means, is not Tikkun of us. It's not for our good. But if his Koichos, if this Kateger would be allowed, Chas V'Sholom, to express his essence, his koichos, as they are, it's until annihilation. It's until ibud gamu. One of it. The tris is the tris of preventive anything from getting through that's not for our benefit. But vadai da avinu avarachamon is not going to prevent that that's going to go through that it is for our benefit. And this reason, all of the Yisurim that gets past the tris, if there's a tris there, is Yisurim for our benefit. Hateva Meita, we spoke about it last week, Lord of Dynamis. So anything that the Yisurim that gets through the Merot, the Tshuva Maisim Taiva, that's all the part that is for our benefit in the long run, in the short run, in the long run, in one way or the other.
I mean, at that level, there's no difference between discernment and din. Anything that comes into me in this world is under this category.
That's why we mevarich al hara kamay al ha-toif. Just like the toivas are for our benefit, you make a blessing on it, you moide on it. So mevarich al hara also. Because if it came through, then it's for your good.
These discernment that came through, these are not created by us. These are created.
No, they are created by us.
They're still created. It's the same stuff.
It's a watered down, super watered down, sorted out version. It's what can seep through.
It's been handled by a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
It's been.
So we can take that's still good for us.
What? The Baruch Hu only lets get through that we can take, that we can survive, that will build us, that will refine us, that will purify us, that will teach us lessons. That will do any of the many processes that Yisurim will do, positive things. In order for that to be effective, it has to be given a proper balance.
He's taking things that we created. We said that we created it all, right? He doesn't create any of the...
Let's take radiation therapy. Right? If you give the full force of the machine, right, you kill the person on the spot. But they have shields and measuring devices and all kinds of systems. How you get a very particular beam going to a particular place, but there it does benefit and to prevent it, that it should be as close as possible. That man is capable of doing such things. That it should be used for the benefits and to remove the things that's destructive. Bainshim is better at it. He's exact. And the only thing that gets through the Bainshim's tris is that they wanted for us to get to Mechazda. That's why we mavorach on it. But it's coming out of that Kategor.
That's not the tris which is spoken about here?
That is the tris that's coming
out. Because this tris sounds like you're only going to have a tris to the extent which you have children, mice, and Tobin.
That's right.
So if you don't have children, mice and dominance, that's like destructive, non-helpful things you're going to finish
off. That's what we say.
That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right.
It won't be very good.
Right.
What's that called? That's just 10.
That's called Auschwitz.
It's called Auschwitz.
Yeah.
It's called what?
No, Rowan, yeah.
That's the Auschwitz.
But you'd have to say that, Auschwitz to certain people was
beneficial.
For everybody.
But that's on a different system. The system that it was good is only our beikir in the klolik klolos of the world. In terms of Kleiser, this was major surgery that probably we'll have to wait till loss of love till we see the benefit of what was gained by it, why it was necessary, and why was it beneficial. But it was the worst form of surgery. My purpose is not to speak about the Shoah. I'm not interested in writing that right now. That's not our point right now. What we have to know is like this, that we both survive in a world that without, you know, ozone layer, we'll talk modern, right? Without the ozone layer, so that the sun would be a destructive force. And when you have the proper shielding, so some gets through, some doesn't get through, and then all that gets through should be beneficial. That's the concept of Tris. That's one of the concepts of Tris. We have some more things that we need to know. But the first concept of Tris is a Tris is going to prevent that is destructive. Second Chiddush that we're hearing is that even though there are some Yisurim that can come through the Tris, you see, even when there is a Tris, Yisurim can come through. That, by definition, that's the reason why you mevorach al hara, because that's the Dvar Matoivim. But what we need, what you pointed out, and what we need to clarify over here, is that a person could think that, well, I don't know, big tzaddikim, they're covered. They have a good shield around them. But me? I don't know, where's my tshuva and my simtoivim doing? So maybe I don't have a tris. So we have to know, vadai, there are levels and levels, there are higher levels and lower levels, there are many different mahalchim in this thing. But one thing what a person has to know, he has to know the emes, right, about his maisim. We are very rich in maisim toivim. There's no Jew. We're talking about a basically God-fearing Jew, basically shem yotayim mitzvahs. Take what the Gemara says. Maisim toivim is even a lighter language than mitzvahs. Even poishis yisrael molei mitzvahs kerimoi. Rabbi Yishlam bikesh lezakas yisrael lefichach hirbo lehem toivim mitzvahs. The good opportunities are so numerous and so natural to the Jewish neshama that they all got them. And I'll show you the second half, which is a bigger chiddush. How about tshuva? So what are you talking about, tshuva? What tshuva? You're talking about the highest levels of tshuva? The highest levels of anything is only for the highest people. But you want to talk about the most basic levels. So I was taught by experience I had with many individuals who at one time were not religious. And talked to me, to explain to me some of their experiences. And they realized that they did the same thing with all the Goyish friends. It wasn't the same. As much as they tried to get into it, they woke up in the morning with a headache. It wasn't the same. You couldn't enjoy it to the end. There's some Jewish conscious thing tagging at him, saying, no, there's something wrong with what you're doing. Something not nice, it's ugly, it's not good. And that's tshuva. It's a lower level of tshuva. It's a hero tshuva. very many cases, it can be right if a person until he gets him into a Sameach. He'll bang him on the head, chase him like a, that way, that way, and go that way, and go that way, and go that way, and you get on the plane, then you go to the wall, and then you go, and that's it.
And
then
you have cash.
Yeah. Why? That's true. That's tris. You can't run away from your tris.
That's a
tris? That's a tris. Sure, it's a tris.
What's this concept of a tris?
A tris is like a spacesuit. Klai Yisrael, Jewish neshamas, lost Jewish neshamas, out there in Death Valley. You know, like Los Angeles and everything like that. New York. Yeah, it's like Death Valley, Ruchnistic wise, yeah.
West Coast Times Square Molech worship.
Yeah, whatever you wish. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know the reason why New York doesn't turn over like stone?
It's one.
Because there are 50 tzaddikim. Because there are 50 tzaddikim. At least 40. Definitely 30. More than 20. Definitely 10. Yeah, they're definitely, they are tzaddikim. That's what it doesn't tell.
But these are, but you're talking about involuntary acts.
No.
These Jewish...
These are not involuntary acts. They're not involuntary acts. They are expression of essence. Expression of essence is not less than b'chir. It's the groundwork for b'chir. Just like the matzav of being in the world of Olam Hazeh is the groundwork for b'chir, that's on the negative side. But the equivalent positive force of a Jewish neshama is also the groundwork for b'chir. The reason why you can be b'geit salmovis v'le'iro ki ato imodi. Every Jew can say that because I have a Jewish neshama. I can't get away from him. He's not getting away from me. B'nishan and Jews go hand in hand. Right? Where the Jew goes, shechina imoyim. Wherever they go, drives the going crazy. Uh-huh. Wherever they go. Even when they go away from themselves, goes after them. They run away from themselves. They bump into themselves on the other side. Can't get away. Ma'asim tovim. I went down all the way down, way below. Way below a person who shows Torah and mitzvahs. Anybody who's showing Torah and mitzvahs must know that on the one side there are Shivim Zevim, and the other side he has an neshama, and the neshama is doing its thing too. And he's mole tshuva ma'asim tovim. And this is the tension of the world. This is the two sides of the... We live between a very bad situation and a very perfect situation. We're stuck in the middle. And what we could do, our prayer is to turn up the light a little bit and turn down the light a little bit, which can make the difference between turn up the light a little bit, you get to Ishtachas Dachano, Ishtachas Dehina, you turn down the light a little bit, you can get all the way down to Auschwitz. But that's it. If you turn the light up, you can get to Beis Hamikdash, Ishtachas Dehina, Ishtachas Gafnai. You turn the light down, you can get all the way down to Auschwitz. But in all situations, from one limit to the other, Klai Yisrael means Klai Yisrael, the world remains the world, the Tzeh Echod and Shivim Zevim, and we're within the Tris of Tshuva Ma'asim Tovim.
The light is representing what?
The Koyach HaToyiv of Tshuva Ma'asim Tovim. Now, the better you are at it, the stronger, powerful the Tris is, nicer, the more Ashrecha V'Toyiv Lach you can feel, you can experience. And the weaker you are with the tshuva and ma'asim tovim, the less solid they are, well, then there's going to need more. There's going to be like our Israeli tshuva. You're going to have more holes in your tshuva. Little things, there's more that's going to get through.
Wait,
for your benefit, because you're going to need more benefit.
I thought the higher you go, then the more likely to be subject to this rain and then.
That's a different process. That's
that seems to be the opposite of this.
Yeah, that's a special process. That's a special process. Now we're talking about the basic rules. Okay? Special process. That's what we're...
A person would never do an Avera, and he wouldn't have a Kateger, so he wouldn't get any of this kind of sort. There are other Yisurin that he could get, are there? I mean, some the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you a surin even if you don't do it there.
Yeah.
For other reasons, right?
Yeah.
You come from a different source.
Yeah, yeah.
But from these things that you've developed yourself, that you brought into the world, he won't take and filter it back
to
you.
That are, the things that are from their own essence, not for our good.
Right.
Things that are really bad.
Right.
Yeah. The Baruch Shalom has a way, if we mentioned Auschwitz already, and it got a little confusing. The Baruch Shalom has a way of winning even when we lose. Vashem takes our failings and turns them into good also. When the Acha Yosef sold Yosef, that should have been the end of Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom turned it around that became the savior of Klal Yisrael. But Be'etzim, the Maisim Etzad Atzmoi, was a destruction of the unification of Klal Yisrael. Kacha, everything, if we lose our tris, and therefore have to be under a act which in its essence is destructive, and therefore on many, many levels, deep, it really was destructive. That only appears to be, it really was. Somehow in the deepest levels, in the almost overall cosmic levels, the Rishon turns everything around to Tov. That's why those subjects become very, very idle, very difficult. But the general klal, and this is what's important for us to know, is you have to see the Zevim out there. You have to see the tryst between you and the Zevim. And you have to know that's how you live. Gam ki elef begeitz al mavis lo yiroch ki hata imodi. So the person's aware of that. If he knows, even when he's not aware of it, it will work on a lower level. Right? But if he's aware of it, it's going to require him to have a whole different seriousness and a whole different application to his bitochen, to his tshuva ma'asim tovim. There are days when a person will feel like, I want to take a day off. Okay. I want to take a day off. Yeah. A soldier that was at war and the enemy shooting at him. Right? And there's this heavy shield that he's holding up that's protecting him. Could be heavy. He's not going to take 5 minutes off. He's not going to put it down. They're going to take a day off when you're getting shot at. Alright. Very late. We'll just finish with one more of the problem that there are, and then next week we'll have to decide what we're going to do. But why do we if the Baruch Shem is going to give us these Zevim, and they're shooting their what they shoot, and then he gives us a tryst that prevents that evil to get through to us. So he needs the whole process. Look how it cancels out. If they're going to shoot and it's going to bounce off the tryst, so who needs it? Why do you have to go both ways? Why do you have to have created these Kategor systems and then create a tryst system to counteract the Kategor systems? If you're not going to let them get through, so then don't make them. Why do you have to have this whole system?
Because it's an ongoing process. The truth
that
goes up and down.
Yeah. So part of the process we already answered, because there's advantage of having those things shot at you so that the beneficial parts you get through. The Yisur HaMechaprim, the Yisur that come to Mimitayah all of them. The Yisur HaMemarik HaMechaprim. There's another aspect, like we basically we already explained. These are realities. The fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom enabled us to live and to act in the highest level of effect, the highest level of importance, that our actions create realities, gives us the highest quality of our actions. But it works in both directions. You can't have it one way. Now, when you have these negative mitzvahs, okay, that we need to have in order to have this type of quality of action, so you need a tryst in order that the world can go on. But there's another part of the chesed. One of the klolim of Ra is that it's self-destructive. That when Ra does its thing, it ceases to exist. the Ra, this Kateger, is only powered to the degree that he has a demand based on the fact that he was created. Therefore, I should be allowed to express this amount of Ra in the world addressed to the person who created him. The Chesed Hashem is that he lets the Ra use up its ammunition. Go ahead. You're empowered to shoot. When he shoots, he ceases. He loses his power. He ceases to exist. He self-destructs. He evaporates. And that he shot hits the tris. And then that's beneficial gets to him. So here we can see how the Rabbanu Yishalom, set the deck that everything turns out to our advantage.
In other words, the destruction of the Kateger is him firing at
it. Yeah. He doesn't. If he would only get destroyed, if we get destroyed, then the tris process wouldn't help us. So he hit us again tomorrow. But he gets. He's like a one time battery. Right? He gets his shot and then he's finished. It's out. He's used up his clear. Didn't hit us. That's his problem.
What's the tris again? How's the tris stuff?
What?
Where is the color for the tris?
The shuva meisim tayv. The shuva meisim tayv. So the whole process of Geit Almovis and of Kateger, of, like we discussed last week, of being in a world with the Ra's hometown and winning that process is the biggest chesed Hashem. As he allows us to have all the advantages. To take all of the Ra and give its expression in Olam Hazeh. Or at worst, in Olam HaNeshamos. So that in Olam Habo there won't be anything left. All the Ra that was needed for the world to come to its Tachlis. Plus all the Ra that was created by the possibility of Chet and the actuality of Chet. The Rebbe Yishalom gave its system to find its outlet, if you wish, out of its expression, to finish its job in the finite. And then we'll be left clean. Clean as a whistle. 100%. For the level. So Vadai, it makes this process a little bit more difficult. It means that we have to walk down Olam Hazeh and Begeit Salmovis. But even there, good. So we'll go down to Salmovis. We have shields. Kiyata Himodi. So we win on that account too. We win on that account too. If you add up all of the advantages that we have in the whole process that we described, and even though we didn't get to the highest level, we didn't talk about Tayyar Bechal, right? As we win all the way down the line, what it all adds up to is that the good is real reality. And the Ra is really pseudo reality. If you take the whole picture together, if you give me another 3 minutes, I'd like to just bring this down to Tikkun HaMidos. Each person has this process within himself. He has his good side and his bad side. He has his Midas Tovis and he has his Midas Rois. Let's take that for example. The Midas Rois likes to present itself as an equal partner. That's a lie.
It's a lie.
Okay. Our natural state, the midos of Klai Yisrael, are Rachmonim, Baishonim, and Gomel Chasonim. Any midah that finds its place in those categories is part of our essence. It's part of our real reality. Everything else is window dressing. Everything else is something that became implanted from the outside. It can be deeply implanted, it can be deeply rooted. It doesn't mean you can go poof in the leaf. But it's not the real you. And that gives you a lot of capability of getting rid of it. Making a person what he isn't, ha-hofich kushi oiroi, that can't be done. But expelling the non-real part is something that's well within the realm of reason and capability. The sum total of everything that we learned in the Mishnah is to hear how the Rebbe Yishalom did the impossible for a change. he both has prira with toiv and ra as it were, were equals, but really they're not equals at all. Toiv is everything, ra is nothing. Toiv has all the advantages, ra has all the disadvantages. He just has pseudo advantages, like little mazeh, like Gates al Movis. But even that, Gates al Movis with Atayim Modi, what did he gain? Right? He's given a chance to shoot at us, right? And then he goes poof. Right? Even when he shot at us, hit a tris. Even when he got through the tris, was for our advantage. So who won? So who won? So when you start the sugya, and you start hearing, kategor, you start hearing the mitzvahs of Ra, especially in terms of Vilma Zeh, and you start understanding a little bit of history, you can get down a little bit. It can be something that brings you towards how it's too difficult. Storm Koshin Kigin. But when you hear the whole story, it's not Storm Koshin Kigin Bechla. It's a Niflamoid. It's Moli Or. The Or, Hachi Chazak, is the Or that can look Choshich in the face and say, Fuli Hanyo. I know you are. I know you're here. I'm not pretending you don't exist. I call you by your name. I even give you your due respect. I'm going to watch out for you. I don't think it's a rose party. That you can't get. I'm going to win. You can hit me. You can burn me. You can throw me in gas chambers. On the macro, in history, in the exact same pattern, in the micro, within a person's own makeup. Everybody has milus and chesonis. Everybody has midas toivus and midas rois. Midas toivus, that's really me. Midas rois, not really me. The more a person identifies and calls the midas rois by name, right, the more you can put a tris between him and them. That's the truven maisim toivim, you can put a tris between him and the maisim roim, the midas rois, the averis, the maisim roim, which he did. The reason why it works is because it's a real process. Why should a tris work? Because the tris is really putting a separation between the real me and that what really isn't me. That mice, I know I did it, but it's not really me who did that. It's the source of Issa. Ritzoneinu la'aseh ritzonecha. But it's coming from the source of Issa. So the tshuva maisim toivim separated out. That goes over here and this goes over there. Lo yudavokiyatimot.
Calling by its name is sufficient.
No. But it's a good start.
This whole process, it seems, can be explained or understood logically only up to a point. At that point, everyone has to.
Yeah, but I. Especially when you're dealing with protein. The overall picture can be understood. Okay, so, what's this going on right now? Or where am I holding? The whole story, Vale, only Amuna. Because there are things. It's a pasuk, Kikel Amuna Vein Ovel, Tzadik V'Yoshehu. Right? Tzadik V'Yoshehu, Kel Amuna Vein Ovel. That there's Ein Ovel, even though Tzadik V'Rala, you know, why Ein Ovel Chayla is Ovel? Kel Amuna Vein Ovel. You have to know an aspect of Amuna, but you can't expect to want to know everything right now, show me.
Yeah.
Once you see enough of how that there could be these processes of Ra in the world. We don't have to pretend they don't exist. And even though, don't get scared by them. Don't get thrown off course by them. Right? Once you've gone through that once, twice, three times, so there's something new that comes your way you don't know the answers to, you won't have a problem. Amunah. Right? You know that there's an answer here somewhere. I don't know what it is, but it's there. It won't faze you either. That's Amunah. That's where the Amunah comes in. We don't know all the answers. We don't have to know any of that. But if we know one or two or three, that's enough for us to build a vadoyus in our Amunah that no questions that may come our way are going to shake. Do whatever you want to me, it's not going to change.
But even with the logic, with the Amunah, there is a Nikuda which says that we can only say Baruch Dayanus, we can't say Tamir.
Yeah, that's good. And brachas, you don't make brachas based on the money. You make brachas based on chush, based on how we live in this world. And how much in this world is that we can only see dynamis, we can't see the Toiv HaMeitiv. We can have a moon on the Toiv HaMeitiv, but we can't see that.
There's some shot that we said about the Maisim Tovim and the in the Teretz, mm-hmm. once we understand the Tris. Mm-hmm. So then it seems that it comes out that we can now amplify our understanding of Achas, because before we said Achas, you get one Empire State Building and it's all over. But now we also understand that each fall of the Empire State Building is only one fall of the Empire State Building. Because once he dispels his fall, he's over. So that's also an Achas. That's an Achas on the other side. Let you understand, don't get too worried about him constantly. From this one Katega, you're not going to get too many falls. You're going to get one. He drops it, he's gone. He's gone. Put your Tris up, he's over.
Right. The Mahalik of Aliyah Amitis is Sheva Yipol Tzadik Bekom. You fall and you get up. Fall and you get up. How come you get up after you fall? You fall off the Empire State Building? Because I had a Tris. Right. But I had to go through the process of falling. I get up, that's all.
I asked you before, how does the idea that you get more yusurim as you go up the ladder, that doesn't sound
you don't necessarily get more yusurim as you go up the ladder. You have a...